We all know that on April 25th, the Eagles selected Oklahoma offensive lineman Lane Johnson with the fourth overall selection in the NFL draft. What you didn't know was that only a few years earlier, Lane Johnson was a quarterback at Kilgore College, and we've got his head coach, J.J. Eckert, on the phone to talk about Lane Johnson, at that time a 6'6", 202-pounder. Coach, what an amazing transformation for this young man from quarterback for you, offensive tackle for Oklahoma, and now a first-round draft pick in the NFL.
That it is. I mean, when you see a big-bodied young man like that as a high school senior, you know, sometimes you possibly think about, you know, maybe he grows into a tight end because there's been a few that have done that. But to, you know, basically gain over 100 pounds in a five-year stretch and still be able to continue to maintain the same speed you had as a 202-pounder, that's just unbelievable. I mean, it's a great, you know, accomplishment for him. I think it speaks dividends on his work ethic and his commitment to become a better football player, and it's an awesome deal for him being Eagle today.
We're watching a couple highlights. It looks like you did a lot of play-action boots. You tried to get him out of the pocket. A big, gangly guy, but it looks like he has quite a bit of athletic ability. You must have been saying, wow, we can do some things with this guy out of the pocket.
Oh, yeah, and the great thing when you're sitting back there and you're 6'6 and a half, there's not a whole lot of things you can't see over either. So we try to utilize the run-pass opportunity with him and let him get out in space and, you know, make some things happen with his feet. And, you know, I mean, he was a gifted athlete. You know, coming from a small high school, you know, he probably was a little green in some of the things that we were trying to get done. But I think as the season went on, he picked them up and, you know, we made it, you know, we helped try to make it where it was a simpler, where he could transform into that quarterback that everybody kind of wanted to see him be as coaches and players here. But, you know, after that first year, he put on about 35 pounds, and now he's about 250 pounds in the spring of 2009. You're looking around going, God, what a monster.
Yeah, J.J., he was 32 of 61 that year for you, 7 interceptions, 3 touchdowns. I mean, these are not sparkling numbers, so let's have some fun with this. Did you and your coaches sit around and talk about Lane moving to another position? I mean, I'm not saying it's like taking Chris Rock and making him into an opera singer, but I'm saying, you know, this guy had a very unusual body that as he matured, you could certainly see him playing other positions.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. And we had also heard about this big 6'6", 245-pound quarterback that had just showed up at Blinn College as a transfer from the University of Florida. So, you know, you're doing some background checking on a guy named Cam Newton.
Right.
And you're sitting there thinking, wonder if you can kind of take some of that and go that direction with it in the spring of 2009. And, you know, we tried to add a little bit as far as run game stuff with him and stuff of that nature, just being as big as he was. But the one day we were in a goal line drill and we were short of tight end and we only had one sitting there healthy and got this big monster sitting right next to him. And you're like, hey, could you go play tight end on this left side? And he was kind of like, what do I do? I was like, well, just run through C gap and see if you know, if you see somebody, just hit them. And, you know, he pancakes a linebacker. Division I coach was there that day that saw it. Next thing you know, they're offering him. And then from that point on, his stock went high basically off one play in a goal line drill.
That is a great story. So he immediately embraced the idea of being physical, of contact, of mixing it up in the trenches?
I think that probably that day he was kind of on an undersized linebacker, and I think he saw that physical matchup, but hey, you know what, I can do a bunch of this guy. And from there, I think he kind of grew some confidence. And, you know, I think he went to Oklahoma with every intention of maybe playing tight end once Grisham was gone, and maybe that's how the recruiting spiel was put out to him. But, you know, obviously when you read the comments coming out of Oklahoma that he was starving himself at 270 pounds to play defensive end, it was just kind of a natural fit for him to roll over and play offensive line there.
J.J., Kilgore has certainly had a lot of athletes who've gone on to great things, certainly in the NFL, and you had 3 players here who are with NFL teams at the moment from this year's draft and post-draft period. Has he been one of your greatest success stories just in terms of, look at this athlete and look what he's become in such a short period of time?
I think there's no question about that. I mean, as heavily recruited as the state of Texas he was, I mean, when you think about 360 student-athletes signing Division I level intense every year, and for him to kind of fly under the radar and then surface back up as the fourth pick in the NFL draft. I mean, I think it just kind of speaks volume to what a young man can accomplish when he puts everything he's got into it and, you know, has some, you know, some help along the way, but puts everything he's got into it to accomplish a goal that he wants to be able to do. Because he was a hard worker. He was always in the cafeteria eating two or three plates of breakfast every day. He was always, you know, that guy that would get that extra rep. I mean, it was just kind of his upbringing. And I think from there, it's been able to allow him to blossom into what you see today.
And one of the reputations he has is a really nasty hombre. I mean, to go from college quarterback to a nasty offensive lineman, that is a not only a physical transformation, but you got to have it mentally too.
Oh, there's no question. Heck, I saw him a couple weeks ago, and they were getting ready to go hog hunting with knives. So that kind of tells you a little bit about the makeup of, you know, what he does and, you know, how he does it. And, you know, I think sometimes it's always a hard transformation for a player to go from a skill position where maybe you get your name in the paper and, you know, you catch a touchdown, you throw a touchdown, you run for a touchdown, to now moving down inside where you're not going to get a whole lot of glory, but the success of that football team hinges on how you perform. And I think, you know, that's a great probably tribute to his character and what he really perceives success as to be for him to do the things he's done to be able to get to where he's at today.
JJ, he also seems to have his act together as a young man. You know, he's married, academic, all-conference, driven, responsible. I mean, this kid is coming to Philadelphia and the NFL, quite the package.
And, you know, you go back, and I know it's not probably a great trait when you're talking about a town of 1,058 people or somewhere in that, you know, that population, but he was also valedictorian of his class. And that's something that when you talk about quarterbacks, that was something that was important to me. I mean, it showed you that he knew how to prepare, he knew how to study, he knew how to work hard. And, you know, with all those other things that you just mentioned, I think it goes back to his upbringing. I mean, you know, he was around his parents, and they were able to, you know, set a good structure for him to be able to thrive in. And, you know, to go through high school since ninth grade and be the valedictorian, that speaks volumes. But I think that goes back to the same way he's been brought up, and he does. He's a complete package that I think has a great opportunity to have a great career.
Hey, JJ, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope to see you in Philadelphia, and I know you'll be following the career of Lane Johnson as he becomes a Philadelphia Eagle and grows into a great NFL player. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.